This is HPR episode 2881 entitled Automatically Split Album Into Tracks in Audacity. It is hosted by Ken Fallon, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, inspired by a John Culp show, Ken splits a large recording based on silence between tracks.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. Today is a follow-up episode to HPR 1771, Audacity Label Tracks by John Culp, originally aired on 2015-05-18. At the time I remember saying on the podcast and the community news that at a particular point in time that show was going to become very useful to me, and in actual fact today turned out to be that day. The show was Audacity Labeling Tracks, and it basically means when you bring in an audio recording that has different chapters, or like an album, an audiobook that has different chapters, or an album that has different songs in it, that you can record it as one big long thing. And then in John's episode he was saying you can add a label track using tracks, add new label track, and then you can locate the various different sections of the files and proceed from there. Well, one addition I'd like to bring to the table is the analyze tool. So when you bring in your recording of an old LP or something that you've converted from analog to digital, you've got your two left and right channels up there presumably, and every so often there's spaces. So rather than having to click each of the spaces in turn and add a label track, what you can do is you can go analyze silence from the analyze menu, look for silence finder. And well, you have to obviously select the entire track for that. Analyze Silence Finder, and you're presented with three different options that you can modify. The one that I wanted to select was the minimum duration of silence, and in this case I set it from the default of 1 to 3, which worked for me because the silences between audio tracks in this work that I'm processing turned out to be 4 seconds. So the 3 was sufficient to eliminate all the false positives and allow me to at least have the tracks labeled. I then had to go and add the labels from the generic S that was there for some reason, and they're all labeled S, so I had something like 26 different S's, labels all labeled S. And then knowing from what tracks names they should be, I was able to go in and copy and paste each of them into the various different fields. I imagine I can probably do that by importing a label or something, but in this case it's a one-off, so I was more than happy to copy and paste them in. And then it was a simple matter of file, export, export multiple, and then where I'm going to export it to, the folder and the format which I'm going to select, so WAV, MP3, FLAC, whatever, and then split files based on tracks or labels, and I selected labels, and then on the other side, name of files using label track name. You also get the option of numbering before label and track and numbering after file name prefix. So then you just click export and then bada boom, the whole thing is exported out. So very, very useful. And thank you very much, John, for producing that show in the first place. That's pretty much it. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.